Amazon is on the hunt for a second home, and cities around the country are in competition. And in the race to be that second home, there's a certain amount of trash talk. Here's Newark Mayor Roz Baraka.
There is no other place in the country that Amazon should go but here. Everything else is a cliche, right? Brooklyn sounds like a cliche, so does Denver. It's all cliche-ish.
Well, whether you agree that Brooklyn is overhyped or not, Newark is betting that something else will make Amazon listen, and that's money. WNYC's Ilya Marritz is joining us by Skype to explain. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
So yesterday, Mayor Baraka, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker all got together to announce Newark's bid for Amazon, and they made cash subsidies the centerpiece. So how much money are we talking about here?
$7 billion in tax breaks.
Wow.
That is really big money. To put that in perspective, $7 billion is a little bit more than 10 times Newark's annual budget. Another way to look at this, Amazon expects to spend $5 billion building this new headquarters, which is a ton of money. They're calling it HQ2. If they choose Newark for HQ2, their subsidy will be worth more than what they actually expect to spend on construction.
Okay, so with so much public money on the line here, how is that supposed to be worth it for New Jersey?
Well, that's a question. And in a tweet, NJ Policy Perspective called this a tax breaks or bust strategy. But Governor Christie has always defended this kind of strategy. Amazon says it would bring 50,000 jobs, and it's been Christie's approach to offer cash subsidies to companies that create jobs in the state. The downside of these kind of packages is there would be missing tax revenue for years and years into the future, and ultimately taxpayers are responsible for that. What's really striking is the show of unanimity that we saw yesterday around this. Governor Christie, Mayor Baraka, Senator Cory Booker, also, the state's legislative leaders are giving their support, and Christie says the next governor is on board, too. Both candidates for governor, Phil Murphy and Kim Guadagno, have endorsed the plan. So the message is basically, this is a done deal, and here's a little montage I made. They almost sound cocky talking about this.
So I'm going to call it into existence. Amen. They're going to say yes to Newark. And Amazon will be right here with us in the spring.
Corporations moving their North American headquarters back here like Amazon.
When Newark is named this spring as the new headquarters for Amazon.
I don't think I'd ever imagine hearing all of those voices together, Ilya.
No, that's unusual.
Yeah, Newark has a lot of competition. There's Toronto, Detroit, San Diego, and of course, a stone's throw from Newark, a little city across the water called New York. How does New York City's approach compare?
Totally different. Alicia Glenn, the deputy mayor, talks about the talent in New York, media, finance, design, tech, plus our transportation network, the great quality of life. Glenn is not talking about subsidies, but they are sort of hovering in the background in New York, too. The leader of Empire State Development has said, quote, New Yorkers should know that we will be doing everything we can to attract Amazon HQ2. Translation, there's money in New York, too. And there's also some recent history there. In just last month, Albany gave Amazon pledges of close to $40 million for a Staten Island warehouse and also a Manhattan office space. It's really funny to think that a decade ago, New York was at the forefront of the effort to get Amazon to pay sales tax. They were doing internet sales, and that was a big issue. Now, Amazon pays sales tax in all 50 states, and it's the states and cities that are looking to give them tax breaks.
Okay, so let's suppose that Amazon did move to Newark. What would prevent it from just hiring all the skilled New York City workers who could, say, live in Chelsea or Manhattan or Brooklyn?
It's sort of a mind-bending idea, right, that reverse commute. Mayor Baraka did talk about a first source requirement to hire Newark residents, but he didn't give a lot of specifics, so we just don't know.
So aside from the money, what does Amazon really want in a second headquarters in addition to the one it already has in Seattle?
Well, the fact that we're even talking about this tells you how unusual the process is. Amazon really set themselves up as the only princess at a ball where there are a lot of princes all hoping to get a dance.
Oh, no.
The company wants eventually to occupy up to 8 million square feet. And I would say that advantages Newark because they have a lot of empty lots that you could build on. Plus, it's a major transit hub with rail and the airport and the port. But Amazon is also looking for tech talent, programmers and people like that. And that probably advantages New York City or maybe someplace like Austin. I think at yesterday's conference, maybe the best pitch for Newark came from Senator Booker, and he put this in strongly moral terms. He said by choosing Newark, Amazon would demonstrate, quote, that our inner city spaces are not places to be avoided. They are the undiscovered treasure. Pitches are due at Amazon HQ this Thursday.
Okay, you'll be following it. WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.